The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Pascal Donoghue is with us now, Fine Gael TD and Minister for Public Expenditure, National Development, Plan Delivery and Reform. Minister, you're welcome to the show. No questions about dental hygiene. Instead, the national...
Wobblers and toddlers to me, Kira.
Yeah, exactly. The National Economic Dialogue. So at Dublin Castle, this is happening today. Lots of stakeholders coming together to discuss the state of the economy in the context of a looming budget and budgetary decisions. What is the nature of these conversations and what is the sense of the performance and strength of the economy coming from them?
Well, the important thing is that we can have these discussions in an open, respectful and very cordial way, which is we've just had here in Dublin Castle. They've been happening now for around 10 years, Kieran. What happens is all the different stakeholders in our country, from unions to employer bodies to voluntary organisations to organisations that will represent young people to old people, all come together and make a budget submission openly and hear from each other when they make a budget submission. And I think the overall tone is lots of different groups continuing to make the case for their members, looking for more funding, for more money for their members. And myself and Minister McGrath making the case for what we have done in recent budgets and listening to their views carefully for the decisions that we'll make in a few months' time.
And the context of those decisions and those conversations, we know, is that not everybody can get everything they want. At the same time, we did hear from Minister McGrath earlier, who talked about a welfare package, an increased welfare package and changes to income tax. So there will be more money pumped into the economy in budget 2025. Is that the situation we're in?
Yes, that is the case. But obviously, we want to be careful with how much more money we put into the economy. We've been really successful now over the last couple of years in making sure that European and global inflation doesn't become Irish inflation. In other words, we don't make decisions that make inflation far higher than it otherwise be. We've avoided doing that. And we've also ensured that we have been building up a budget surplus so that we're ready for whatever big shock the future may bring, and we avoid spending money that we might not have in the future. But inside those two kind of parameters, we will be spending more money. Before we make any further budget day decisions, we will in 2025 be spending more than 100 billion euro of taxpayers' money within our country for the first time ever. And we will, of course, continue to put money back in people's pockets through tax and welfare decisions. And shortly, we'll lay out the scale of all those decisions in an economic statement that we'll publish before the summer.
And do you expect that to include one-off payments like we've seen in the light of cost of living crises over the last two budgets?
So I expect that the balance will change. We won't make any decisions in relation to the nature of those payments, the scale of the payments and how many of them there could be, until well into October, because we'll need to see where we are with inflation far later into the year. But inflation is coming down. Energy-led inflation is also coming down as well. And we were bringing out big payments at a time in which inflation was above 10%. Inflation for this year and next year will be somewhere between 2 and 3%. What we will look to do is try to help in other ways, Kieran, and that is why changes that we make in taxation and social welfare will be important and may play a bigger role. But we'll look at the balance between all of those different measures a lot later in the year, and we'll lay out the scale of the permanent measures in the summer economic statement.
And is cost of living something that's coming up on the campaign trail? Because I know you'll be going door to door with candidates at the moment, or is it all housing and migration?
No, cost of living still very much coming up. And the reason for that is even though the rate at which prices are going up has significantly decreased, prices are still far higher than they were a couple of years ago because we've had 2 years of really high inflation. So the cost of living continues to be a really big issue in the minds of the people that I speak to. And even though I think some can see inflation coming down, that's not the same thing as prices falling. And that absolutely feeds through into the conversations that I have on the doorstep in Dublin Central and elsewhere.
What are the other issues coming up beyond cost of living?
We'd have to acknowledge that migration continue is certainly growing as a matter for public debate, and is coming up on the doorstep a lot more. And obviously housing, which we all know is such a big challenge, one that we're making progress on, but it's still a big challenge, comes up very frequently as well. They'd be the top three issues, with lots of other issues that are important, maybe just a little below that.
Do you suspect there'll still be the issues come the next general election, which will happen within the next 9 months?
I'd never make that prediction. I mean, the next general election is still a long way away, and we've lots of bridges to cross.
9 months is not that long way.
Well, it is, because we've the local and European elections to do first, which are going to be at us a lot sooner on Friday week. And it's always very difficult to predict what exactly will be the key election in any election campaign. Because once an election is called, it can generate a momentum of its own and cause issues to surface that you may not have expected. But regardless of what comes up in a general election or not, the issues that we still have to make progress on is where we are with regard to migration, where we are in particular with the availability and supply of homes. And of course, I hope by then we'll have a very different story that we can tell in relation to cost of living. So I think it's very likely there'll be the issues, Ciarán, but it's very difficult to be certain.
A lot of the decisions that you've had to make as Minister for Finance over the last few years and now as Minister for Public Expenditure, what has eased maybe some of those decisions has been the corporate tax receipts, bumper corporate tax receipts year on year. What do you make then today of the Israeli ambassador to Ireland, Dana Elrick, talking about a recognition of the state of Palestine being an anti-tech move and endangering Ireland's position as a technology hub? Essentially, she's talking about the big tech companies in Ireland and firing a shot across our bows is how some might interpret it.
I leave that to her. I leave that to the ambassador. We made what I believe was ethically and from a foreign policy perspective the right decision in the recognition of the state of Palestine. Many of the big employers that you're referring to have lots of employees, lots of management who are also concerned regarding what is happening in the Middle East. And it falls to Ireland to continue to make sure from an infrastructure, from a housing and taxation perspective, we have a proposition that wants to encourage companies to come to Ireland and stay in Ireland.
You're not worried, as she put it, that recognition will endanger that inward investment.
I'm confident that we can continue to make the case for inward investment, even with a claim like that. Many of the companies that she may be referring to have been here in Ireland for decades. And of course, there may well be consequences, which we acknowledged, to making what was a very significant foreign policy decision. And when those consequences develop, of course, we'll have to respond back to them. But it was the right decision to make. We laid it out in our programme for government that this is something that we would consider doing. And we need to send a clear signal that we believe that a two-state solution is the right one for the Middle East. And that two-state solution, as you know, it looks some way off amidst the scenes of violence that we are seeing at the moment, but it is a time to indicate that we believe a Palestinian state is an important part of that solution while continuing to condemn what happened on October the 7th and calling on Hamas to return Israeli hostages back to Israel.
Pascal Donoghue, Minister for Public Expenditure, National Development Plan Delivery and Reform. Minister, thanks a million for joining us here on the show.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciarán Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.